Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
In some sessions, I did see Eric. I kind of went through his whole death again, and there was a lot of sadness in that. Hi guys, welcome back to the Just for Today podcast, where we dive deep into uncomfortable topics with zero filters. My name is Adriana, and today I am going to talk about my experience with ketamine therapy and an update as to how it all worked for me. So first of all, I just want to start off by saying that I know this episode is super long overdue. I mean, I started my ketamine therapy in May. It was very quick process. It happened, started and finished all within 3 weeks. And I know I said I was going to keep you guys updated along the process, but then summer happened and the big girls were out of school for summer. And I literally had no time to myself, no time to be able to sit down and do this. So I actually did pause the podcast briefly for the summertime, but now we're back. Now I have my time back. So now I can go ahead and talk to you guys about whatever I want to talk about. So yes, here is the ketamine update. So first off, I want to start off by saying that this is no way, shape, or form any medical advice. This is just my personal experience. And just remember, what works for someone doesn't always work for you or anyone else. So before you make any decisions on anything, always do your research, which I did a lot of before I did start with ketamine therapy. So first, let's start off with the obvious question. What is ketamine therapy? So ketamine therapy is a form of psychedelic assisted treatment where low doses of ketamine are used under medical supervision to help people work through severe treatment resistant mental health issues like depression, PTSD, anxiety, and grief. The place that I went to also says that it does help with addictions. It was originally developed as a surgical anesthetic. Ketamine has been studied extensively over the past 2 decades for its powerful effects on the brain and its rapid acting antidepressant qualities. Unlike traditional antidepressants that take weeks to work, if they work at all, ketamine can shift mood and perception within hours. So the reason why I did ketamine therapy is because I was struggling. I mean, I've been really open with you guys. I've struggled with my mental health since, honestly, as long as I can possibly remember. My depression got so bad when I was 20 years old that I did attempt suicide. Obviously, it did not work because I am still here. And after that attempt, I was hospitalized, and that is when I started taking antidepressants. Now, when I first started taking antidepressants, I also went to therapy. I did EMDR therapy, and I will say that the medication and the therapy absolutely worked for me. I mean, EMDR therapy itself is very intense, and it just kind of helped me walk through a lot of my issues and traumas that I had as a child. And obviously the medication worked for me too. So after taking it for about, I want to say 2 or 3 years, I got off of my medication, was feeling great. It worked. It was good. Still going to therapy. You know, I was doing good in life. And then I met Eric. We were super happy, got married, got pregnant, and after I had my firstborn, I felt like shit. I didn't know it at the time, but I had really bad postpartum depression, and I was so alone. Like, I felt so alone because I was like, what is wrong with me? This is supposed to be like some of the happiest moments of my life. I'm married. I have this beautiful daughter. Like, why am I feeling like this? Very, very bad postpartum depression. I never got any help for it. I was embarrassed. You know, then I got pregnant with Jax and you guys know my story. Eric started using again, all this stuff. Fast forward to 2023, March of 2023, Eric died, and I went back to just a really bad place to the point where I did want to kill myself again, but I had my kids. I had to be here for them. Eventually, I want to say it was a little after the year mark of when Eric died, I went back to the doctor and I was like, look, I'm depressed. I need meds. The reason I didn't do it before the year was because my husband just died. You know, like I didn't want to suppress any emotions or feelings that I was feeling at the time. I was like, yes, I should be sad my husband died. Yes, I should be crying like this happened. But yeah, after a year, I was like, okay, maybe I should be feeling like a little better, but I wasn't. So I obviously needed help. And I already know that I struggle with depression. So I knew that I needed just a little bit of an extra push. So I started my medication. I went on the same medication that I took 10 years ago. And I did that because I knew it worked 10 years ago. So I was like, okay, like I know it works for me. So I'll just get on that. You know, fast forward, it didn't work. We were just upping dosages. Fast forward, this past March was 2 years, the 2 year death anniversary of Eric dying. And around that time is when I started to get really, really, really bad again. Like to the point where I literally didn't leave my bed for weeks and weeks, probably like a month or two. And I was able to, you know, because my kids were in school. They weren't home all day. I would drop them off. I'd come back home. I would lay in bed and cry and hate my life. And I was just so depressed. I think at one point I stopped taking the medication and I did feel the difference when I stopped taking it. But when I was taking it, it still wasn't enough for me to want to live. Like I was getting back to that really dark place in my mind. So I was like, okay, this isn't working. Like I'm going back to therapy. I'm taking my medication. I'm doing all these things and nothing is working. So I feel like I hit a wall and I was like, what the hell can I do? Like, what is happening? What can I do? I can't live like this for the rest of my life. It's not fair to me and it's definitely not fair to my children. So I started researching. I do remember someone doing ketamine therapy like a couple years ago. I think it was Taylor Frankie Paul from Mormon Wives. I saw her do it after, you know, she had a really hard time in her life and talking about how she liked it. So I think I might have seen someone else after that on social media. But yeah, so I just Googled it. I went to social media. I asked all of you guys, you know, if any of you have done it, what was your experience? Did you like it? Did you hate it? And there was a mix. There was a mix of answers. A lot of you said, yes, absolutely. It worked. I loved it. A lot of you said, didn't feel a difference or I hated it. I didn't like it at all. And that's also why I'm saying that someone's experience isn't going to be yours. So just because it worked for someone does not mean it will work for you. Now, going into the ketamine therapy, I was scared because it is a psychedelic. I've never done psychedelics. I haven't done really anything. He like did shrooms a couple of times. Even, you know, growing up, like I knew people that would do shrooms, really close friends that would do them every once in a while. And I was always so terrified because I'm like, I'm so paranoid. Like I can't even smoke a little bit of weed or even have an edible or anything like that because I will freak out. I am so paranoid. I get so in my head. I was just like, no, this is not for me. Like I cannot do shrooms. I cannot do any psychedelic. I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm honestly just afraid of myself, like doing something that I shouldn't be doing. So yeah, I never did it. And going into this, that was something I was so afraid of. But the thing that made me feel comfortable and a little more safe was I'm obviously doing it in an office where there are trained professionals and doctors. So I'm not alone. And if at any moment I like need anything, I'll have help. So yeah, that's why I was like, okay, this can work. This will be okay. But going back to a little bit about what ketamine therapy is, it promotes neuroplasticity in the brain, which neuroplasticity is your brain's ability to change, to form new connections between neurons and adapt to new experiences. Trauma, grief, and long-term depression can reduce neuroplasticity, making you feel stuck in your thoughts, memories, and emotions. I remember when I first went in there and I talked to the doctor, one of the things he told me was, you know, like you wake up in the morning and you open your eyes and bam, like all your problems are right here. All of them. Like you're stressed. You're just, all your problems are this close. Well, ketamine therapy isn't going to take those problems away. But after ketamine therapy, you will wake up and all your problems will still be there, but they'll be this far away, you know, from here to here, still there, but giving you a little more room to kind of be able to deal with them, which it absolutely did that right off the bat after my first session. So basically, it's creating a window of opportunity for your brain where it's more flexible and open to new opportunities. So it gives you a chance to change your ways. I think that's the problem with depression. You know, like so many people don't get it because they're like, well, you know, like you're so depressed because you're just like laying there. Like, why don't you just like get up, like go for a walk, go do this, go do that. And the amount of times I've heard that and I'm like, yes, I know. Like, I know what I have to do. I absolutely know what I have to do. Yes. Go exercise, get fresh air, write in my journal, like do all these things, eat healthy, you know. It's not that I don't want to, I just can't. And if you've never struggled with depression, I'm very jealous, but you wouldn't understand. It's literally just the way our brain is wired. We just can't do these things. And it's just so much easier to shut life off and just lay in bed. Having done the ketamine therapy, it really does help you form new routines and it helps you get out of that day-to-day life that you're stuck in. Okay, so let's talk about the sessions. I know it was just in May, but I have the worst memory ever. I want to say I had 6 sessions. So all the sessions are back-to-back. There's like a day in between. I started on a Thursday. So I did my first session Thursday. And then the next week I did second, third, and fourth session Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then the next week I did Monday, Wednesday. The way it works is you go in there, and this can be different at every clinic. This can be totally different. This is just how my clinic did it. I go in there, I pick a grounding tool, which could be like a rock or some sort of sensory toy, which helps you during your session, if you're like completely out of it, to bring you back to yourself, kind of like it makes you realize, okay, this isn't actually happening. Like, I'm okay. I'm still in control. So you pick those, you go in a room and you talk to the nurse or the doctor. The doctors were amazing. I loved my doctors, but nobody beats Nurse Marilyn that I had. She was absolutely the best nurse ever. Like, so easy to talk to, so relatable. I feel like that's super, super, super important too, because I was so comfortable with her. Like, at the end of it all, I literally just wanted to sit down and talk about all her problems. She would come in, she would put the IV in, then you have a mask and you put headphones on and they start the music and you're in a reclining chair and you just lay back and you start your trip. It is very trippy. It's you do feel high. You feel very, very, very high. And that session is for an hour. So you get the IV in for an hour. And then after the IV is done, she comes in or whoever comes in, takes the IV out. They ask you, you know, how your trip was, what did you see, anything you want to talk about, anything that came up. And then, yeah, you go in a waiting room and you wait for someone to pick you up because you absolutely cannot drive. So that's kind of what the sessions look like. So for the first three, I believe, you're in a reclining chair. And for the last three, I was laying down on like a vibrating bed, which was really cool and crazy. But now talking about the actual session, like the ketamine sessions, like, or what it feels like when, you know, you're on the ketamine. Bear with me for this part because it is like really impossible to explain. I remember when I would come home or I'd see like Kevin or even my cousin, anyone at night, and they would like try to ask me about it. I would start to explain it and I'm like, okay, wait, this is like not making any sense. And I sound crazy, but there's really no explaining it. So the first one, I don't know what to expect, you know, like I've never done this before, so I'm pretty scared. I start feeling the ketamine and you kind of like disassociate from your body. So it was kind of like an out of body experience. You feel like you're floating around. You see random things in your mind. Like for me, it was so weird, but this kind of happened like every single one. I felt like I was in space. For any of you that have gone to Disneyland and been on Space Mountain, that is literally exactly what it felt like for me in my mind. I was on Space Mountain, I was going on a roller coaster, and then it would stop, and then I'd get out and I would be watching some of my traumas. Like, so for me, one of my big traumas when I was a child was that I was sexually abused for years as a child. And that is something that I thought I was not over, but kind of healed with, because I did do a lot of EMDR therapy with that. But I've also heard that once your child turns the same age you were if you were sexually abused, once they turn that same age you were when you were abused, it kind of comes back up, which I have been noticing a lot with my kids. So I feel like it's just something that's been brought back up. So my first session is, you know, I'm on the Space Mountain ride and I get off and I'm basically seeing myself being abused. But it's not like a sad moment. I mean, it was a sad moment because I was crying. Like that one was really hard for me. That was, I did feel sadness on a deeper level, but I also felt powerful, you know, like almost as if like I'm taking my power back. You did this to me. I can see clearly what's going on. I'm a child. You're an adult. You're doing this. You're telling me this. You're doing that. Like none of this was my fault. So it kind of gave me my power back. Like this was your fault, not my fault. I wasn't wrong. I wasn't wrong in this situation. I didn't do anything. I didn't ask for this. I don't like, you know, like so many things just going through my mind. So yeah, it was a lot of that and just weird, like images would pop up. And then I would think about like Eric's death, so much of that. So yeah, that one was kind of strange and I wasn't expecting it. Like I said, didn't know what I was expecting, but every time I did go in there, they would tell me right before they would leave me after giving me my IV, they'd be like, the ketamine's going to give you what you need, not what you want. Your body knows what it needs in order to heal, and it may not be the same thing that you think it is. So when you go in, you just have to be very open about what comes up and kind of just go with the flow and let your mind take you wherever it wants to go. You're not the driver. You're just the passenger along for the ride, seeing where it takes you. Well, first of all, after your session, you are still high. You are mentally exhausted because of all the things that just came up in your mind. Like you are mentally out of it. You are so tired. So I literally came home and I was out. Like I was out most nights or most days, because I would do it early in the morning to try to be okay by the time my kids got home. And I would be, but I was just very tired and like groggy. Keep that in mind if you decide to do ketamine therapy, is that you kind of need time to recover. And like I said, you have to do these back to back to back. So you might need time off or something like that, or help to be able to finish these sessions so quickly. But after the 2 or 3 weeks, then you're back to norm, not normal, because I feel like you do better, but then you're okay to go back to your routine and work and all these things. I felt a difference right away. Right away, the next morning I woke up and I literally hopped out of bed, woke up before my alarm, hopped out of bed, made myself breakfast, started journaling, started doing all these things that I wanted to do. And it felt so good. Like I wasn't shackled down to my bed. I did loads of laundry. I cleaned my house. I did all these things. I made it a point to try to make that habit. And they will tell you that over and over and over and over again. Like you can spend all this money and all this time doing ketamine therapy, but if you don't put in the work when it's needed, especially at home, starting to make these new routines for yourself, it's never going to work and you're just going to fall into the same patterns. So you have this window of time, you know, that your brain, the neuroplasticity is forming new connections and you need to start adapting to new routines. It's all about sticking with it afterwards. Now, it is August, so it's been 3 months, 2 months, 3 months. I still feel a difference. I feel a difference. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that I'm not depressed because I am depressed. You know, like the last week, I have been in my bed, but it's more of like a depression. I don't know. Like I want to say normal depression, but if you've never had depression, you wouldn't know. I still wake up and I can do all these things. It's just some days can still be harder than others, but I have made sure to like keep up with the little habits that I have created. It has been so good for me and so good for my kids too. Another thing I will say is my patience for my kids. I mean, it's nowhere near it where it was before Eric died. Like after Eric died, I just feel like my brain and everything went to mush. I'm overstimulated just at the snap of a finger. Like I am not the same person, mom, anything that I was before Eric died. And that was one of the things I really struggled with. And I think made me even more depressed was I can't even be with my kids for more than a certain amount of time without wanting to snap or like yell, or I can't handle it. And it made me so sad because I'm like, I just want to play with them. I want to do this. I want to do that. And the ketamine helped me a lot with that. It helped me with my anxiety. Like I still had anxiety, but I wasn't freaking out about all these what ifs and I'm so bad at this and oh my gosh, I'm messing up my kids. Like I still think that, but it's not to the extent that it was before. In some sessions, I did see Eric. I kind of went through his whole death again, and there was a lot of sadness in that, a lot of sadness for him. Like having to go through what he went through. And I feel like there was a lot of anger that I held on to, not towards Eric, but other situations. It kind of helped me with forgiveness and acceptance. You know, all these things that constantly came up were things that I was upset about or angry about or things that were hurting me and holding me back from being a better version of myself. So going through these sessions really did help me forgive certain people that I needed to forgive and accept certain things that I needed to accept. It made me a lot stronger in my ability to make decisions. And I say that lightly because I don't make decisions. Like I'm really type B. Like I just kind of go with the flow. I can't make decisions. But I think what I mean by that is big life decisions. You know, like I'm always so scared of how is this going to affect me? How is this going to affect my kids? Well, if I do that, like, is this going to mess us up? Is this going to mess them up? Like all these things. And it kind of made my decisions and my life and the path that I'm on a little more clear, if that makes sense. So yeah, I'm just more confident in the decisions that I make and what my children need and all of that. It kind of turned my whys into, okay, what now? So like, instead of like, well, why did this have to happen to me? Why did, you know, why can't my kids, like, why did this happen to me? Why did this happen to my kids? Why does life suck so bad? Like, I don't want to be here. What is going on? Why? It's like, okay, well, this is my life. So like, what now? What can I do now to just keep going? Which I'm not going to say that I still don't ask myself these questions, and I still don't get into my moments where I give myself a pity party and I'm like, why? Like, just why is this my life? I still do that, but it's not to the extent of me starting off with these questions and going down a rabbit hole and then not being able to leave my bed for months. So that's a big change. That's a big shift. Now, after your sessions, there is a little bit of an upkeep. So you do your six sessions, and it takes about a month, they say, for the ketamine to completely leave your body. And my doctor and my nurse did tell me, you know, after those 30 days, you might kind of feel like a come down and depressed and not good and back to the way you were. Then you can come back for another session, but it doesn't happen to everyone. Like, I don't think that happened to me. It's just, like I said, it's different for everybody. They said they have people that do come in once a month. There's people that come in every other month, every 6 months, once a year. It's kind of just, you will see and you'll feel for yourself, and you'll kind of know when to go back in. So yeah, that is how my ketamine therapy went for me. I hope that helps answer all your guys' questions. There were a few other questions asked. I did do a live Q&A with my doctor and nurse. That is on my Instagram. So if you want to go through that, have any more questions, go check that out. My doctor and nurse were there to answer all the questions themselves, so they obviously do a better job at that than me. I also wrote down a list of things that ketamine allows you to do. I wanted to read off before this ends. Ketamine allows you to create space between you and your pain. Absolutely true. Observe trauma instead of reliving it. So that one, super true. Like I told you guys, I was observing the trauma I had as a child, which is essentially how EMDR works. Instead of reliving it in your brain over and over and over again and analyzing every situation and being like, what could I have done? Why did I do this? What's wrong? You are observing the actual trauma, so you don't have to relive it all the time in your brain. You're like, okay, you're observing it. You know what happened. There's no more questions. Why's, what's, who's, any of this. And that is how it helps you heal that part of the trauma. So you just observe it and you're done with it. You're not reliving it every single day. You feel your emotions without being overwhelmed by them. Absolutely true. I have never felt as happy as I have on ketamine. Like, I don't even know how to explain it. But then also, I've never felt as sad as I had on ketamine. Like, the first one was pure sadness, and then the second one was like happiness and joyful and all this stuff. And it is like such an intense feeling. I couldn't even put into words, but it's just when you're on the medication. And then when you're off of it, you know, you're not overwhelmed by these emotions anymore. But that was crazy. That was absolutely crazy to feel these emotions so intensely while you're on this drug. It says, quiet your inner critic so guilt, shame, or fear don't block healing. Yes, it absolutely did that. Like I said, I felt like more confident in myself, so I wasn't questioning everything or feeling guilty or anything like that. Gain emotional insight and see pain from a more compassionate lens. Yes, absolutely true. If this sounds like something you're interested in or something that might benefit you, I'd say do your research. Do your research. And if you have the time and money, then I would say it's worth it. Like I said, I'm not a medical expert. So you do what you want to do. Do your research. Talk to other people that have done it. That's what I did. Now, another question I got a lot was, is it expensive? Yes, it was expensive. I want to say mine was, honestly, I can't even remember, $3,000 to $5,000 for the whole thing. I did a payment plan. I feel like a lot of places that offer ketamine or these ketamine clinics will offer payment plans because they are expensive and it's all new. So no insurance doesn't cover it. You know, if you were stuck or in a place where you absolutely are like, I need something more, it might be worth it to you. So yes, it worked for me. I loved it. It was a great experience. It did change my life. And like I said, it didn't completely take away my depression. You know, I still have my moments. I'm very open about that. I share that with you guys, but I absolutely felt a difference, still feel a difference, and still see a difference. That was the goal. That's what I was trying to achieve. And I did that. So I hope all this information helps you guys. If you have any other questions, my DMs are always, always open. I am an open book and I'll answer anything else you guys would like to know. So yeah, that's that on ketamine. If any of you want to share your ketamine experiences with us, please, please, please send me a message. I will post all responses and hopefully that can help someone who is possibly thinking of doing this for themselves. Thanks for hanging out with me today, guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, do all the things.